It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County says it has offered a COVID-19 vaccine to all frontline healthcare workers, but only about 50% have decided to take it. Jeff Coor is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health. He says the vaccine has had minimal side effects, but healthcare workers may have been reluctant to take it when it first became available to them in December.
I think they didn't want to, ruin the holidays with potential side effects. So I think timing was definitely an issue with that. So we'll see. And then as people see more and more people doing it and having really there being no issues, I think we'll build confidence.
Coor says the county has started to move on to the next priority group, which includes first responders. So far, that group has also seen about a 50% participation rate. Thousands of children are no longer enrolled in child care in Arapahoe County. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A recent survey found a 29% decrease in enrollment in the county's licensed child care. That means 3,500 children are no longer receiving care. Randy Mendez is with the Arapahoe County Early Childhood Council. She says some parents are keeping their children home during the pandemic.
I also think that parents have lost their jobs due to COVID, so they just have been keeping their children home.
As a result, 17% of childcare staff there have left or been laid off. Mendez says she hopes enrollment will pick up as the vaccine becomes available and that the centers can hire more staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport says it has had no direct layoffs because of the pandemic. Chris McLaughlin is the airport's chief operating officer. He tells Colorado Matters that DIA worked to cut some costs and has also used federal CARES Act funding to reduce the financial hit.
Clearly, we're not where we want to be, but we're higher than we thought. We were projecting that we would finish the year at roughly 40% of normal. In fact, we were around 50% of normal. And on top of that, we were able to cut our expenses about 4% more than we intended to.
McLaughlin says airport workers have taken furlough days. It's unclear how many others have been laid off from jobs with companies at DIA, like airlines and concessionaires. There's a chance for snow across much of the state today and tomorrow, then sunny weather later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.